turn our attention to Psalm chapter 80.
早上我们要一同来看诗篇第八十篇。
From verse 7 to 13.
从第七节到第十三节。
Psalm chapter 80, verse 7.
诗篇第八十篇第七节开始。
O God of hosts, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be safe.You remove a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground before it. And you took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It was sending out its branches to the sea, its shoots to the river.Why have you broken down its hedges, so that all who pass that way pick its fruit? A boar from the forest eats it away, and whatever moves in the field feeds on it.
第七节开始，万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。它发出枝子长到大海，发出蔓子长到大河，延出蔓子长到大河，延到大河。你为何拆毁这树的篱笆，任凭一切过路的人摘取？林中出来的野猪把它糟蹋，野地的走兽拿它当食物。
The historical context of the Psalm 80 was the captivity.
那诗篇八十篇它的历史的背景就是这个被掳。
Therefore, we read Daniel chapter 1, verse 1.
所以我们要来读但以理书第一章第一节。
In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came.To Jerusalem and besiege it.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile.Himself.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Chapter 3, verse 16 to 18.
第三章第十六到第十八节。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serveis able to deliver us from the furnace of the blazing fire. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up.
沙德拉米沙亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不必回答你，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Chapter 6 Verse 7 to verse 10
第六章第七到第十节。
All the commissioners of the kingdomThe prefects, the satrap, the high officials, and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man beside you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law.Of the Medes and Persians, which may not be revoked. Therefore, King Darius signed the document, that is, the injunctions. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem, and he continued, kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he has been doing previously.
国中的总长、钦差、总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议，要立一条坚定的禁令，30日内不拘何人，若在王以外，或向神，或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。于是大力乌王立这禁令，加盖玉玺，但以理知道这禁令，盖了玉玺，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, our heart is full of thanksgiving.
亲爱的天父，我们的心满了感恩。
We know that you are sitting on the throne.
我们知道你坐在宝座上。
Everything on this earth will change.
在这地上的一切事物都将改变。
But the purpose in your heart will never be changed.
但您心中的心意永远不会改变。
And we know that the treasure of your heart, it is your son and his beloved wife.
我们知道您心中所宝贵的就是您的爱子和他的心腹。
And your church will never fail.
您的教会也永远不会失败。
This morning we want to commit this time into your hands.
早上我们愿把时间交托在您的手中。
So that the treasure in your heart can be our encouragement.
好叫您心中的宝贝能够成为我们的鼓励。
Therefore, we ask for your mercy for this time.
所以我们要为着这个时间来求您的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
On the Saturday after the elections, we read Psalm chapter 80 in the morning watch in Sugar Land area.
在大选之后的那个周六，我们在唐城的晨更一起来读了诗篇第八十篇。
We felt that Psalm 80 was given to us after elections.
我们觉着在大选之后，诗篇八十篇是这样被赐给我们。
The Lord has been very faithful to all of us during the entire summer time. Week after week, the words that we need was given to us so faithfully.
在整个的夏季，一个星期又一个星期，神是这样的信实的把我们所需要的话语这样的赐给我们。
Psalm 80 was written in a very critical time in the history of the nation of Israel.
诗篇八十篇是在以色列国历史当中非常重要的一刻时刻所写出的。
It was a reflection of the captivity in the context of their history.
就是反映了他们在历史当中被掳的那一段。
It was very critical during that time.
在那个时间是非常的重要的。
There is a similarity between that time.And the time we live in now.
那在那个时刻和我们如今生活的这个时刻有一些相似性。
Therefore, this morning we would like to reflect on the burden that was in this chapter.
所以早上我们愿意来回想当时这个在这一篇诗篇当中所反映出来的那个负担。
And the Psalm 80 describes the story of the vine.
那诗篇第八十篇就讲到了这个葡萄树的故事。
The story of the vine is in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
葡萄树的故事是在我们主耶稣他的心中的。
Everything on this earth will change eventually.
在地上一切的事物逐渐都将改变。
But as we sang the hymn that the church would never fail.
但我们刚唱的诗歌当中就讲到教会是永远不会失败的。
Therefore, this morning, we'd like to share the story of the vine.
所以早上我们愿意来分享葡萄树的故事。
The story of the vine started in the Genesis.
那葡萄树的故事开始于创世纪。
When Abraham was called out of Chaldeans.
当亚伯拉罕被呼召出加勒底
and moved to the land of Canaan,
他就到了迦南地。
From Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his 12 sons, God brought up a household for himself.
从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和雅各的十二个儿子，神就带出了一个家是为着他自己。
And Joseph, the son of Jacob, was sold to Egypt.
那雅各的儿子约瑟就被卖到了埃及。
And later, Joseph brought Jacob and his whole family to Egypt.
那不久，约瑟又带着雅各和他的全家都来到了埃及。
In Egypt, the household of Jacob became the nation of Israel.
就在埃及，雅各的家就变成了以色列的国。
That nation of Israel became the vine.
以色列的国就成了那个葡萄树。
But why did God remove that vine from Egypt and plant it in the land of Canaan?
但为什么神要把这棵葡萄树从埃及地挪出，把它种在迦南地呢？
Because the nation of Israel.Did not have the freedom to worship the Lord.
因为以色列国在那地没有自由能够来敬拜神。
They were very prosperous in Egypt.
他们在埃及地是非常的丰富。
But they did not have the freedom to worship and serve the Lord.
但他们却没有自由能够来敬拜神。
And this freedom of worship was very important to the Lord.
对神来说，这个敬拜的自由是非常重要的。
Therefore, God removed that vine and planted in the land of Canaan.
所以神就把这葡萄树挪出，把它种在了迦南地上。
Verse 9, you cleared the ground before it, and it took deep root and filled the land.
第九节，你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深扎根，爬满了地。
This covered the entire book of Joshua.
这句话就涵盖了整本的约书亚记。
The nation of Israel filled the land of Canaan.
以色列国遍满了整个迦南地。
Verse 10, mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It was sending out its branches to the sea, and its shoots to the river.
它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。它发出枝子，长到大海；发出蛮子，延到大河。
This describes the glory of the kingdom in the time of David and Solomon.
这就描述了以色列国在大卫王和所罗门王时的能力和荣耀。
And something happened to the vine.
那有些事情就发生在了这葡萄树的身上。
First, after the king Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided.
那首先在所罗门王之后，以色列国就分裂了。
Into a northernKingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah.
就变成了北国以色列和南国犹大。
Secondly, both kingdoms experienced a significant moral decline.
那第二，在很长的一段时间里，两个国家同时经历了重大道德水准上的下滑。
Eventually, the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria.
那最后，北国就被亚述所毁。
Then in Daniel chapter 1 verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
在但以理书第一章第一节，犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
King Jehoiakim surrendered to Nebuchadnezzar.
约雅敬就投降给了尼布甲尼撒。
But even though Nebuchadnezzar allowed Jehoiakim to continue as king over Judah,He took hostages out of the royal families and the nobles.
即便尼布甲尼撒允许约雅敬继续做王，他却从以色列人的宗室和贵胄中掳了几个人。
He took them to Babylon with the idea that Jehoiakim would not rebel against him.
他把他们就带到了巴比伦，是为了叫约雅敬不要背叛他。
Among the hostages was a young man named Daniel.
在其中就有年轻人叫做但以理。
And his three friends, Hananiah, Michael,And Azariah.
和他的三个朋友哈纳尼亚、米沙利和亚撒利亚。
This was the beginning of the end of the kingdom of Judah.
这是犹大国终结的开端。
Nebuchadnezzar invaded twice more, eventually destroyed the kingdom of Judah.
尼布甲尼撒后续又入侵了两次，并最终毁灭了犹大国。
He took all the treasures of the house of the Lord to Babylon.
他就把耶和华殿里一切的财宝都带到巴比伦。
He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the house of Jerusalem.
用火焚烧耶和华的殿和王宫以及耶路撒冷所有的房屋。
The army of the Chaldeans broke down the walls around Jerusalem.
加勒底的全军就拆毁耶路撒冷四围的城墙。
The temple which represented the dwelling place of the Lord was destroyed.
圣所就是代表神的居所的也被毁。
The wall which represented the testimony of the Lord was lost.
代表神的见证的城墙也失去了。
These were the historical context of the Psalm chapter 80.
这些就是诗篇第八十篇的历史背景。
Then there was a deep sorrow in the heart of the psalmist.
那在诗人的心中就有一个深深的忧伤。
Then he asked the Lord this question.
他就问主这个问题。
You have removed the vine from Egypt and planted the vine in this land.
你把这葡萄树从埃及挪移，把它栽在这地。
Why have you broken down its hedges?
为什么你拆毁了这树的篱笆呢？
So that all who pass that way picks his fruits.
所以任凭一切路过的人来摘取。
Without its hedges, a boar or beast of the field can feed on the vine.
没有篱笆的话，林中出来的野猪就把它糟蹋。
The psalmist asked the Lord, "Do you not care about your dwelling place anymore?"
这诗人就是在问主，你不再在乎你的居所了吗？
Do you not care about your testimony anymore?
你不再顾念你的见证了吗？
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to ask you to think about, was the vine destroyed?
弟兄姐妹，我要请你来思考，这葡萄树被毁了吗？
Brothers and sisters, the vine will never be destroyed.
弟兄姐妹，这葡萄树永远不会被毁。
Outwardly, the testimony of the vine was destroyed.
就外面来看，这个葡萄树的见证已经被毁了。
Inwardly, the vine was hidden in Babylon.
但就这里面来说，这棵葡萄树被隐藏在巴比伦。
It included Ezekiel, Daniel, Hananiah, Mikael, Azariah, and many others.
它包括了以西结、但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚和其他很多的人。
The vine was still there.
这葡萄树依旧在那里。
It was hidden in Babylon.
它被隐藏在巴比伦。
The story of the vine continued in the captivities.
这个葡萄树的故事在被掳当中依旧在持续。
By the mercy of the Lord, the freedom of worship was miraculously preserved during both the Babylonian and Persian Empire.
因着神的怜悯，很奇妙的敬拜的自由奇迹般被巴比伦和波斯帝国保留下来。
In fact, it was the king of Persia who encouraged the remnants to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple and the wall.
事实上，是波斯王允鼓励渔民回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿和城墙。
The testimony of the vine reappeared briefly in Jerusalem during the time of Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Jeremiah.
那这个见证就能够这样的重新恢复在耶路撒冷，在所罗巴伯的王年间。
I'm sorry, not Jeremiah, Nehemiah.
是尼西米的年间。
It was hidden again during the silent 400 years between Old Testament and New Testament.
那在旧约和新约间的400年间，这个见证又被隐藏了。
Although there was not a testimony of the vine during those 400 years.
虽然在那400年当中不是这个葡萄树的见证。
But the vines were still there.
但这个葡萄树依旧在那里。
Although it was 400 years of silence.
虽然这400年是安静的。
But we found godly people during those times.
但在那时我们依然能够找到属神的人。
Zacharias, his wife, Elizabeth, Mary, Joseph, shepherds in the field, Simeon, Anna, and many others.
撒加利亚和他的妻子以利沙伯、玛利亚、约瑟、耶利里的牧羊人、西面、亚拿和其他很多。
The vine was protected and hidden by the Lord.
这葡萄树被神所保守，被神所隐藏。
And during those 400 years, the power was transitioned from the Persia to Greek and to Roman.
在这400年当中，这个国就从波斯变到了希腊，从希腊又变到了罗马。
When John the Baptist and our Lord Jesus came to the world, they came into the Roman Empire.
那当主耶稣和施洗约翰他们来到这地上的时候，他们是来到了这个罗马帝国。
Let's continue the story of the vine in the Roman Empire.
那葡萄树的这个故事就能够继续在罗马帝国当中来继续。
In the first two centuries, the vine was persecuted by the Roman Empire.
在前两个世纪，葡萄树被罗马帝国在这里迫害。
But the vine grew like wildfire from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the end of the earth.
但这葡萄树野火如野火一般，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直长到地极。
In the fourth century, the Roman Empire made the Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire.
那到了第四世纪，罗马帝国就把基督教立为了国教。
And as the Roman Empire grew,So was Christianity.
所以随着罗马帝国的增长，基督教也在这里成长。
Unfortunately, Christianity became the Roman Catholicism.
但不幸的是，基督教就变成了罗马的天主教。
When this happened, the testimony of the vine disappeared.
当这个事情发生的时候，葡萄树的见证又消失了。
But the vine was hidden until the Reformation.
但这个葡萄树被隐藏直到宗教改革。
In the 16th century,
到第十六世纪
God separated the Protestant church from the Roman Catholic church.
神就把新教徒的教会从罗马天主教的教会当中分离出来。
Then Protestant church became the vine.
那新教徒的教会又成为了这葡萄树。
Unfortunately, the Protestant churchquickly became the state churches.
但不幸的是，这些新教徒的教会很快又变成了国家的教会。
In the early 17th century, God raised up a group of Christians called the Puritans.
在17世纪初期，神就兴起了一帮基督徒，他们从英格兰，他们被称为清教徒。
Who did not want to be part of the Church of England.
他们并不愿成为英格兰教会的一部分。
They want to have a freedom to worship God.
他们愿有这样的自由能够来敬拜神。
And they became the vine.
他们就成为了这葡萄树。
They were persecuted by the Church of England.
他们被英格兰的教会迫害。
They look for other places so that they can worship the Lord freely.
他们来寻求一个地方，好叫他们能够自由地来敬拜神。
They even moved to the Netherlands.
他们甚至去到了荷兰。
And for a while, they realized that was not their places.
那他们过了一段时间，意识到那不是他们的地方。
They have to find a place where there is a freedom to worship.
他们必须找到一个地方，让他们有这样的自由，能够来敬拜神。
But there's no place else in Europe they could worship God freely.
但是在欧洲全地，他们找不到一片地方能够自由地来敬拜神。
So in 1620s, God removed that vine from England and planted them in America.
所以在1620年，神就把这个在欧洲的葡萄树挪移，从英格兰放到了美国。
For the next 400 years,
在下面的400年间，
God cleared the ground and the vine took root and filled the land of America.
神在这树根前预备了地，他就深深扎根，遍满了美国全地。
This land of America is called the land of the free.
这个美国的这片土地就被称为自由之地。
This land is for the freedom of religions.
这片土地是为着信仰的自由。
And freedom of worship.
和自由的敬拜，和敬拜的自由。
The vine grew exceedingly strong.
这个它的影子遍满了山。
The mountains were covered with his shade.
影子遍满了山。
And the branches were like cedars of God.
枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
His branches reach as far as the sea.
它发出枝子长到大海。
It shoots as far as the river.
发出蔓子延到大河。
There's no other country in the history of mankind that grew so strong and so prosperous in such a short time.
在人类的历史当中，从没有任何一个国家能够在如此短的时间内成长得如此强盛，如此丰富。
Something happened to the vine in the last 40 years.
在过去40年当中，在这葡萄树上又发生了一些事。
Just like the nation of Israel.
就好像以色列国一样。
America was increasingly divided for the last 40 years.
在过去的40年当中，美国不断的有更多的分裂。
Just like the nation of Israel, America experienced a significant moral decline for the last 40 years.
就好像以色列国一样，美国在过去的40年当中也经历了道德水准上的极度下滑。
And the division and the moral decline of the country have broken down the walls of the vine.
那这个分裂和道德水准上的下滑就拆毁了这个见证。
Anyone who passes by the vine can come in and pick its fruits.
一切路过的人都可来摘取。
Without the walls, boars from the forest ravage it, and the beasts of the field feed on it.
没有篱笆，林中出来的野猪就把它糟蹋，野地的走兽拿它当食物。
This is the condition of the vine today in America.
这就是今天在美国的葡萄树它的光景。
Brothers and sisters, just like Daniel, we live in a critical moment of our history.
弟兄姐妹，正如但以理一样，我们是生活在历史当中一个非常重要的时段。
We live in a time of breaking apart.
我们活在一个分裂的时代。
Our family in America have been broken apart.
我们在美国的家庭正在被分裂。
Our society in America is breaking apart.
我们在美国的社会也正在被分裂。
There are very few things Americans today can agree.
今天很少有几件事美国人能够彼此互相认同。
Where are the walls of the vine?
这个葡萄树的篱笆在哪里呢？
Where is the testimony of the church today?
教会的见证今天在哪里呢？
The vine was planted in America because this land was the land of freedom.
这个葡萄树被种在美国是因为美国这片土地是自由之地。
America was built.On the foundation of freedom.
美国是建立在自由的基础之上。
Brothers and sisters, today our freedom is under assault.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们的自由受到了质疑。
This election is about the vine.
这次的选举是关乎葡萄树。
This election is about the freedom.
这次的选举是关乎自由。
The psalmist was concerned about the vine, so shall we.
这个诗人为着葡萄树在这里忧心，所以我们也当如此。
Brothers and sisters, this is the day we live in.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所生活在的时代。
The walls of the vine have broken down.
葡萄树的篱笆已被拆毁。
How should we respond to this?
我们应当如何回应呢？
How can we rebuild the walls?
我们如何能够重建这篱笆呢？
And some...Chapter 80, verse 7, the psalmist wrote this way.
在诗篇第八十篇第七节，诗人如此写道
O God of hosts, restore us, and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved.
万军之神啊，求你使我们回转，使你的脸发光，我们便要得救。
We don't need to look around.
我们不需要看左看右。
We don't need to blame others.
我们也不需要去责怪别人。
The issues.Is with the vine.
这个问题在乎葡萄树。
Restore us.
使我们回转。
He didn't say restore others.
他不是说使别人回转。
Restore us.
使我们回转。
Cause your face to shine upon us.
使你的脸发光向我们。
He didn't say shine upon others.
他不是说使你的脸发光向别人。
And he said we will be saved.
他就说我们便要得救。
He didn't say others.Will be saved.
他没有说别人要得救。
It is us.
是我们。
Restore us.
使我们回转。
Shine your face upon us.
使你的脸发光向我们。
Save us.
是我们要得救。
Brother and sister, the vine needs to be restored.
弟兄姐妹，葡萄树要被回转。
We need to be restored.
我们要回转。
We need to be turned.
我们需要被改变。
The vine needs to be changed.
这个葡萄树要被改变。
When the Lord can turn us, shine His face upon us, we will be saved.
当神能够使我们回转，使他的脸发光向我们时，我们就能够得救。
The walls will be rebuilt.
这个篱笆就要被重建。
The testimony of the vine will be restored.
这个葡萄树的见证就能够被恢复。
We learn from Daniel and his three friends.
我们从但以理和他的三个朋友身上看到
how the Lord can restore the testimony of the vine during the captivities.
神如何能够在被掳的这段光景当中恢复葡萄树的见证？
If the Lord can restore the vine during captivity, sure He can restore the vine in this time.
如果神能够在被掳的光景当中来恢复这个葡萄树，今天他也同样能够来恢复葡萄树。
We learn from the book of Daniel, these people, the hidden vine, they made three important choices.
从但以理书当中我们学到这些人，这些被隐藏的葡萄树，他们做了三个重要的决定。
These people, they live in captivity.But they made three important choices so that they could be restored.
这些人他们在被掳当中，但他们做了三个重要的决定，好叫他们能够被回转。
If we desire for the vine to be restored today,
如果我们今日愿意葡萄树被恢复，
we need to make the same three choices.
我们也需要做三个同样的决定。
If we can make these choices today,
如果今天我们能做这个决定，
If we can live by these choices,
如果我们能够活在这三个决定当中，
The testimony of the vine will be restored.
这葡萄树的见证就能够被恢复。
These are the three choices they made.
这就是他们做的三个决定。
They will not defile themselves with the world.
他们不容世界玷污自己。
They do not love their life.
他们不爱惜自己性命。
They press on toward the goal.
他们向着标杆直跑。
These are the three choices these people made during the captivities.
这是在被掳的环境当中这些人所做的决定。
If today you and I can make the same three choices, the testimony of the vine will be restored.
如果今天你我能够做同样的决定的话，葡萄树的见证就能够被恢复。
Let's look at each choice at a time.
让我们一个一个来看这些决定。
They do not defile themselves with the world.
他们不容世界玷污自己。
King Nebuchadnezzar ordered his chief of officials.
尼布甲尼撒王吩咐他的太监长。
To teach this young man the literature and the language of the Chaldeans.
要教这些年轻人加勒底的文字语言。
To provide for them a daily rations of king's food and wine.
将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日分他们一份。
To assign new names to each of them.
给他们每一个人也都起了新名字。
This is the scheme of an enemy to break down the wall of the vine.
这就是仇敌的诡计，要来拆毁葡萄树的篱笆。
The enemy used the culture of this world to defile our soul.
仇敌用着世界的文化来玷污我们的魂。
Brother and sister, we need to be aware of this.
弟兄姐妹，我们要认识到这一点。
The culture of this world wants to come into the vine.
世界的文化想要进到葡萄树的里面。
Want us to accept the culture of this world.
要我们能够来接受世界的文化。
If we accept the culture of this world, our soul are defiled.
如果我们接受这个世界的文化的话，我们的魂就被玷污了。
The enemy used the luxury of this world to defile our bodies.
仇敌用世界上的享受来玷污我们的身体。
The king's food and the wine.
王的膳和王的酒。
All the luxury of this world.
就是这世界上的享受。
The enemy used this luxury to defile our bodies.
仇敌用着这些享受来玷污我们的身体。
Changing the name of a person is to redefine who this person is.
改变一个人的名字就是重新定义他所是的。
If we allow the world to define who we are, then the world defiles our spirit.
如果我们允许这个世界来定义我们所是的话，那我们的灵也被世界所玷污。
But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the world.
但但以理却立志不以世界来玷污自己。
Today the world wants to tell us what is right and what is wrong.
今天世界来要来告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is acceptable, what is not acceptable?
什么是可接受的，什么是不可接受的。
It's not based on the word of the Lord, it is based on the culture of the world.
这并不是依据于神的话，而是依据于这个世界上的文化。
If we follow the culture of the world, then we will be rewarded with the luxury of the world.
如果我们来跟从这世界的文化的话，我们就要得这世界上的享受为奖赏。
If we do not follow the culture of the world, then we will be ridiculed and abandoned.
如果我们不随从这世界上的文化的话，我们就要被嘲笑，被抛弃。
If we are constantly defiled with the culture and the luxury of the world, we will be defiled spiritually as well.
如果我们常常被世界上的文化和享受所玷污的话，在属灵上我们也会被世界所玷污。
Brothers and sisters, we need to make the same choice.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要做同样的决定。
We should not accept the culture of this world.
我们不应该接受世界上的文化。
If they are not consistent with the word of the Lord.
如果这个文化与圣经的话，与神的话不相合的话，
Our understanding are purely based on the word of the Lord.
我们的理解应该单单依据于神的话。
And that should never be changed.
这一点永远不应该改变。
We need to stand firm on our faith.
我们应该牢牢地坚守在我们的信心上。
No matter what kind of pressure we receive from the world.
无论我们从世界上接受怎样的压力。
We should follow Daniel. We do not defile ourselves with the world.
我们应该跟随大以理，不容世界来玷污我们。
The wall of the vine is built by those who will not defile themselves with the world.
葡萄树的篱笆是用那些不容世界来玷污自己的人所建造的。
If you read the Daniel, you will find how powerful his testimony was.
你来读但以理书的话，你就会发现他的见证是何等的有力量。
And his power and his strength came from his choice.
他的能力和他的力量来自于他的选择。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel we are weak.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们觉得自己非常的软弱。
It is because we did not make the right choice.
那是因为我们没有做正确的选择。
If we made the right choice as Daniel, we will be strong.
如果我们能够做但以理一样的选择的话，我们就会刚强。
This is the first choice.
这是第一个选择。
Do not defile ourselves with the world.
不要容世界来玷污自己。
The second choice.
第二个选择。
They do not love their life.
他们不爱惜性命。
King Nebuchadnezzar made a decree.That every man who heard the sound of music was to fall down and worship the golden image of the king.
尼布甲尼撒王降旨说，凡听见乐器的声音，都当俯伏敬拜王的金像。
Whoever did not worship should be cast into a furnace of blazing fire.
凡不俯伏敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。
Now, three friends of Daniel had a choice to make.
那但以理的三个朋友就有这个选择要来做。
Their life would be safe if they bow down to the golden image.
如果他们俯伏敬拜王的金像，他们的性命就得存留。
Their life would be in danger if they did not bow down to the golden image.
但若他们不俯伏敬拜金像的话，他们的性命就会落在危险之中。
Brothers and sisters, it is possible.That soon, you and I will have to face something very similar.
弟兄姐妹，是非常有可能不久你我就当面对类似的情况。
When you face that decision to save your life or worship the golden image, what will we do?
当你面对这样的情况，或者是如果要你拜着金像才能得以拯救你的性命，你会做什么？
They chose not to worship the golden image.
他们选择不敬拜这金像。
Quickly, they were brought before the king.
很快他们就被带到王的面前。
The king actually loved their life.
王事实上是爱惜他们的性命。
Want to give them a second chance.
想要再给他们一次机会。
So the king said to them.
所以王就对他们说。
Is it true that you do not want to bow down?
你们是真的不想要来跪拜这像吗？
There's another translation said, is it of purpose?
那另外一种翻译是，你们是故意的吗？
So the king want to give them another chance. Maybe it's accidental you didn't bow down to me. Let me give you another chance.
所以王就想要再给他们机会，也许上一次他们是不是故意这样做的。
Now if you are ready now,
那现在如果你准备好的话，
I will give you another chance.
我再给你一次机会。
When you hear the music again,
当你听到这个乐器声音的时候，
If you do not worship, you will be cast into a furnace of blazing fire.
如果你仍不敬拜的话，必立时被扔在烈火的窑中。
Now they have a second chance.
现在他们有第二次的选择。
Brothers and sisters, this is how this enemy breaks down the walls.
弟兄姐妹，这就是仇敌如何的能够来拆毁这个篱笆。
Give you a second chance.
再给你一次机会。
But we thank the Lord, they chose not to love their life.
但我们感谢神，他们选择不爱惜自己的生命。
Even the king loved their life.
甚至王都爱惜他们的性命。
The king loved their life.More than they love their life.
这个王爱惜他们的性命胜过他们自己爱惜自己的性命。
They reply, Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter.
他们就如此回答，尼布甲尼撒，这件事我们不必回答你。
If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire.
即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
What a faith in them!
在他们里面有何等的信心
？They believe the Lord, would be able to save them from the blazing fire.
他们相信神能够拯救他们从这烈火的窑中。
Therefore, they do not bow down to the king.
因此，他们不向王敬拜。
They're willing to go into the furnace.
他们愿意进入到这烈火的窑中。
But then they say, even if he does not.
他们又说，即或不然。
That means even if the Lord does not save us from the blazing fire.
就是说，即使我神没有能够把我们从烈火的窑中拯救出来。
And we will be burned to death in the furnace.
那我们就要在烈火的窑中被烧死。
Let it be known to you, O King, that we are not going to serve your God or worship the golden image that you have set up.
他就说，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
What a decision and choice they made.
他们所做的是何等的决定和选择。
The wall of the vine is built by those who chose not to love their life.
葡萄树的篱笆是被这些选择不爱惜自己性命的人建造的。
Brother and sister, it's going to be near to us.
弟兄姐妹，这日子离我们近了。
It's not too far.
这不会很远。
It's not too distant.
这不会有太久的距离。
Then we will face a very strong pressures.
我们就会面临非常强的压力。
To make the same choice.
做同样的选择。
Either we bow down to the golden image.
或者我们向金像下拜
，or we go into the furnace of blazing fire，
或者我们进入这烈火的窑中。
It's not too far from us，
这离我们并没有太远。
We have to have the same determination，
我们心中应当有同样的志向。
We will never be defeated，
我们就绝不会被打败。
If we made the same choice and three friends of Daniel。
如果我们能够如但以理的三个朋友们一样做同样的选择
，When they came out of the furnace，
当他们从烈火的窑中出来的时候
，They don't even have a smell of smoke or fire on them，
在他们的身上闻不到一点火的味道。
If we stand for the Lord，
如果我们能够为主站立
，The Lord。Will stand for us.
主也会为我们而站立。
If God stands for us, who can against us?
如果神为我们站立，谁能够来抵挡我们呢
？The victory belongs to us.
这得胜就要属乎我们。
The victory belongs to the Lord.
这得胜是属乎于神。
All we need to do is to tell the king that we do not love our life.
我们所当做的就是告诉王，我们不爱惜自己的性命。
Then we will never be defeated.
那我们就永远不会被打败。
This is what it takes now.
这就是我们所尝到的。
And every one of us need to think about this.
我们每一个人都应该来思想这件事。
If we care about the testimony of the vine,
如果我们在意葡萄树的见证的话，
we need to make the same choice.
我们当做同样的选择。
The third choice.
第三个选择。
They press on toward the goal.
向着标杆直跑。
In the time of King Darius, officials and governors convinced.The king to establish a decree.
在大利乌年间，国中的总长和总督劝王立了一条禁令。
The decree said, if anyone who makes a petition to any god of man besides the king for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den.
这禁令说到，三十日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。
This decree was tailor-made for Daniel.
这个禁令是特别为着但以理所定制的。
Because King Darius loved Daniel.
因为大利乌王爱但以理。
Want to give him the power to manage the whole kingdoms.
想要给他权力能够来管理整个国。
So all the commissioners, all the officials were very jealous.
所以所有的总长和总督都非常的嫉妒但以理。
They want to find a way to accuse Daniel.
他们就想要找到一个方法来控告但以理。
But they could not find anything wrong with Daniel.
但他们在但以理身上找不到任何的差错。
So they said the only way we can get Daniel is to find from the law of his God.
所以他们就说，我们唯有从但以理所敬拜的神这件事情上能够找到一点。
Everyone knew that Daniel had an austere room where the window opened towards Jerusalem.
每个人都知道但以理家中楼上的窗户是开向耶路撒冷。
Everyone knew Daniel prayed in this austere room 3 times a day.
每个人也都知道但以理一日三次要在家中的楼上来祷告。
Everyone knew about this.
每一个人都知道这件事。
So they want to make this a crime.
所以他们要用这个来做一个陷阱。
They want to make this illegal.
他们想要把这件事情变成违法的。
This is the scheme of enemies.
这就是仇敌他们的诡计。
This decree was a trap to get Daniel.
这个禁令就是一个陷阱，要来捉住但以理。
The decree could not be changed after King Darius signed the document.
禁令加盖玉玺后就不能更改。
When Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he entered his house.Praying and giving thanks before the Lord, as he had been doing previously.
但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里祷告感谢神，与素常一样。
He knew this trap was for him.
他知道这个陷阱是为了他。
He knew that the decree is for him.
他知道这个禁令就是为着他。
The decree make worship.The God, worship God, illegal.
这个禁令让敬拜神变成了非法的。
Make it a crime.
让他成为了犯罪。
He could lose his life.
为此他可能失去生命。
And the decree was signed by Darius.
那这个禁令已被王盖上了玉玺。
Which could not be changed.
也不能够被更改。
He went upAnd pray as he used to.
他就在家中祷告感谢，与素常一样。
At this time, Daniel had experienced and overcome a lot of things already.
在这个时刻，但以理已经胜过了很多的事情。
He had been the second person in command in the Babylonian Empire.
他是在巴比伦帝国当中第二有权的。
But he did not regard himself as having laid hold of it.
但他却不以为自己已经得着了。
Forgetting what was behind and reaching forward to what was ahead.
他忘记背后的努力面前的。
He chose to press on toward the goal.
他选择向着标杆直跑。
Regardless what's in front of him.
无论在他面前的是什么。
If he needs to be the lion's den, so be it.
如果他要在这狮子的坑中，让他如此吧。
He pressed forward, knowing he's going into the lion's den.
他向着标杆直跑，即便知道他要进入狮子的坑中。
Then he was brought in and cast into the lion's den.
人就把但以理带来，扔在狮子坑中。
The king arose at dawn next day, went in haste to see Daniel.
那次日黎明，王就起来，急忙往狮子坑里去看但以理。
Daniel spoke to the king, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight."
但以理就对王说，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我，因我在神面前无辜。
Nor have I ever done any wrong before you.
我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。
The king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken up out of the den.
王就甚喜了，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。
At the king's command, the man who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den along with their wives and children.
王下令，人就把那些控告但以理的人，连他们的妻子和儿女都带来，扔在狮子坑中。
The wall was built by those who pressed on toward the goal.
这个篱笆是被那些向着标杆直跑的人建造的。
Brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in a very critical time, similar to the time of Daniel.
弟兄姐妹，我们发现自己与但以理一般，生活在一个非常重要的时间。
400 years ago, God removed the vine from Europe and planted in America.
400年前，神从欧洲挪移了这葡萄树，把它栽种在美国。
America has been this land of freedom for past 400 years.
在过去400年当中，美国是这自由之地。
For 400 years, that this vine has taken deep root as filled this land of freedom.
在400年当中，这个树就深深扎根，遍满了这自由之地。
The vine has grown so well.
这葡萄树长得如此之好。
The mountains are covered with his shadows.
以致它的影子遮满了山。
And the cedars of God with its boughs.
枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
It was sending out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river.
它发出枝子长到大海，发出蔓子长延到大河。
This describes America for the past 400 years very, very well.
这句话非常好地描述了过去400年当中美国的情况。
But for the past 40 years,
但在过去的40年间
，We see the wall of the vine broken down.
我们看到这个树的篱笆就被拆毁。
Without the wall, all who pass that way picks its fruit.
没有篱笆，一切路过的人就可以任意摘取。
Anyone who lived in the United States for the past 40 years, a witness of this.
每一个在过去40年当中生活在美国的人都见证了这一切。
All those paths can pick its fruit.
路过的人可以任意摘取。
A boar from the forest eats it away.
林中出来的野猪也把它践踏。
The beast of the field feeds on it.
野地的走兽也拿它当食物。
We have seen this.For the last 40 years,
在过去的40年当中，我们见证了这些。
We have seen even more in the last 4 months.
我们在过去的四个月当中所看到的更多。
Anybody can come in. Anybody can pick.
每一个人都能够进来，每一个人都能够摘取。
We see a significant moral decline in America.
我们看到在美国有严重的道德上的下滑。
Brothers and sisters, we should respond the same way as Thomas.
弟兄姐妹，我们当如世人一同来这样的回应。
We should have a cry in our heart and ask the Lord to restore us.
我们在心中应该向神呼求，请求他能够来回转我们。
Ask the Lord to shine His face upon all of us.
请求主能够使他的脸发光向我们。
So we shall be saved.
好叫我们能够得救。
But we should know that how the Lord can work upon us.
但我们应当知道神如何能够在我们里面工作。
How can we be changed?
我们如何能够被改变？
How can we be turned?
我们如何能够回转？
All of us need to make these same choices as Daniel and his friends.
我们所有人都当如但以理和他的朋友一样做同样的选择。
It is about the choices we make today.
是关乎于今天我们所做的选择。
Remember, it's not about them.
记得不是关乎于别人
It's not about others
不是关乎于其他人
It's not about the king or Darius or Nebuchadnezzar
并不是关乎大力乌王或尼布甲尼撒王
It's not about officials
也不是关乎这些总长
It was about Daniel and his friends
而是在乎于但以理和他的朋友们
It's all about the decision, the choices they made
是关乎于他们所做的决定和选择。
The choices they made at the time make all the differences.
他们在那时所做的选择就改变了一切的事情。
They chose to stand on God's side.
他们选择站在神这一边。
When we choose to stand on God's side,
当我们选择站在神这一边的时候
we can never be defeated.
我们将永不会被打败。
There's no chance.There's no likelihood we will be defeated.
没有任何的可能我们会被打败。
Oftentimes, we're so worried about today's situation.
常常我们为着今天的光景是满了担心。
Some of us worry deeply.
有的人深深的担忧。
Where are the futures?
前途在何处呢？
How can we win?
我们如何能够来得胜呢？
How can we overcome difficulties.
我们如何能够胜过这一切的困难呢？
By ourselves, we cannot win.
靠着我们自己，我们不可能胜过。
But we have to stand on the right side.
但我们应当站在对的这一边。
As long as we stand on the right side, the victory is guaranteed.
若我们站在正确的这一边，得胜是确保的。
But how can we stand on the right side?
但我们如何能够站在对的这一边呢
？We have to choose to stand on the right side.
我们要选择站在对的这一边。
It's all about the choices we make today.
是关乎今天我们所做的选择。
These choices are telling everyone which side we stand on.
这些选择是告诉我们我们站在哪一边。
So we have to make these three choices.
所以我们要来做这三个选择。
We do not defile ourselves with the world.
我们不容世界玷污自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to make this clear.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来做这个。
We need to make this clear to one another.
我们需要彼此非常清晰的来做这个选择。
We need to make this clear to our children.
我们也要让我们的孩子非常清楚的知道这一点。
To our young men.
告诉我们的年轻人们。
This vine will not be defiled with the world.
这个葡萄树不会容世界来玷污。
This is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
By this choice, we stand on God's side.
为着这个选择，我们能站在神的这一边。
Secondly,
第二
when face that choice, we will choose not to love our life.
当面临选择的时候，我们选择不爱惜性命。
This may be the most difficult choice.
这可能是最艰难的一个选择。
But this is the most critical choice.
但这同样也是最重要的选择。
As we live in this end time,
当我们活在这末世的时候
we are a fortunate people.
我们是一群很有幸的人。
Many may not have this opportunity.
很多的人可能没有这样的机会
to make this choice.
来做这样的选择
to glorify the Lord.
好叫主能够得着荣耀。
But you and I today may have this choice.
但今天你和我也许有这样的机会。
One day, we are faced with the decisions.
当有一天我们面对这样的选择的时候
，to bow down the image,
或者向金像下跪
，or go into the furnace,
或进入这烈火的窑中。
You and I can make a choice to glorify the Lord.
你和我能够做一个选择来荣耀神。
and to stand on God's side.
能够站立在神这一边。
And there's a third choice.
还有第三个选择。
Just like Daniel.
就好像但以理一样。
He saw an obstacle in front of him.
他在他的面前看到一个极大的拦阻。
It's the lion's den.
就是这狮子的坑。
But he was unmoved.
但他是不可摇动的。
You can see, can you imagine Daniel? And the determination on his face, he was unmovable.
你可以想象但以理吗？他是不可摇动的。
He will walk right into the lion's den.
他就直走入这狮子的坑中。
He pressed on toward the goal.
向着标杆直跑。
Even he had to go through the lion's den.
即便他要经过狮子坑。
Brothers and sisters, you and I will have the similar opportunities today.
弟兄姐妹，你我今天有同样的机会。
We need to forget about what's behind.
我们应当忘却背后。
We have to focus on what's ahead.
努力面前的。
We have to know the goal.
我们要知道那标杆。
We have to press on toward the goal.
并向着标杆直跑。
No matter what's in front of us.
无论在我们面前的是什么。
We have to press on.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
If we are doing this, we stand on God's side.
若我们如此行的话，我们就是站在神的这一边。
Brothers and sisters, during this difficult time, the most important matter is which side you and I stand on.
弟兄姐妹，在这个困难的时刻，最重要的就是你和我站在哪一边。
If stand on God's side, then the victory belongs to us.
若我们站在神的这一边，得胜就是属于我们的。
And this is the burden that's in Daniel.
这就是在但以理心中的负担。
This is the burden in Psalm.
这是在诗篇第八十篇当中的负担。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿主来鼓励我们每一个人。
To see what's in God's heart is divine.
能够看到在神的心中所有的那一棵葡萄树。
And this vine will never fail.
这棵葡萄树永不会失败。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for the story of the vine.
父，我们感谢你早上让我们能够来分享葡萄树的故事。
We thank you this morning for the testimony of Daniel and his three friends.
我们为着但以理和他三个朋友们的见证而感谢你。
We thank you for giving us these wonderful witness.
我们也感谢你给我们这样美好的见证。
And give us a direction on where should we go.
也给我们一条方向，让我们知道我们当去向何处。
May you encourage all of us.
愿你来鼓励我们每一个人。
Not to worry about many different things.
不要去担忧很多的事情。
But to make that choices in our heart.
但能够在我们的心中来做这个决定。
To stand on your side.
能够站立在您这一边。
We thank you for this time.
我们为着这时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。